Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, welcoming this Monday in today. Not a bad day weather-wise. Really, traffic's not a big problem, but we'll check in with Austin in just a few minutes here as we get an update on both the traffic and the local weather. But first, let's go ahead and look at three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Well, Escambia's delegation, actually legislative delegation, Representatives Michelle Saltzman, Alex Andrade, along with Senator Don Gates, scheduled to meet 6 p.m. tomorrow at the Molino Community Center. The meeting is designed to discuss policy proposals and appropriation requests in advance of the next legislative session.
Number two.
And Florida's plan to drop school vaccine mandates won't take effect for 90 days and would include only chickenpox and a few other illnesses unless lawmakers decide to extend it to other diseases. FDOH's plan would lift mandates on school vaccines for hepatitis B, chickenpox, HIB or HIV, influenza, and pneumococcal diseases such as meningitis.
Number three.
Pensacola's property tax rate will potentially remain the same this year, but many property owners could still pay higher bills. Last Wednesday, council members voted to set the city's millage at 4.2895 and the Downtown Improvement Board at 2.0 mills, both unchanged from last year. The final public hearing, where the council will adopt the millage and budget for fiscal year 2026, set to go Wednesday, 5:30 p.m.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a bipartisan team of House lawmakers say that they have enough votes to force a release of Justice Department files on the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Kentucky Republican Thomas Massie and California Democrat Ro Khanna have started a petition to force a vote. Well, our District 1 Florida congressman says he would vote for it just to make the issue disappear. Representative Jimmy Patronis says the issue puts Congress in paralysis and he prefers working. He also hopes the victims are filing suit against Epstein's estate.
All right. Florida's Turnpike System preparing to remove toll booths and staff from the Garson Point Bridge. They're going to be replaced with cameras and a cashless tolling system. It is another way to encourage drivers to open up that SunPass account. And, open it up.
Yeah. And Navarre marked its centennial on Saturday with a Fun Fest celebration. The event celebrated the town's history and vibrant future. Vendors, live music, entertainment, food trucks were all on hand. Local businesses, artists, and nonprofits were also out to showcase their products and services. Local leaders reflected on the growth of the community that has been experienced. And chairman of the Navarre Centennial Celebration Committee, Frankie Gibbs, says the population has exploded from around 4,500 to nearly 40,000 in the last 20 years alone.
Okay. Put this on your calendar. Big event tomorrow evening. Bands on the Beach returning 7 o'clock with Count the Years playing on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage. Just be sure and bring those beach chairs and blankets. Leave the pets and the glass at home. They're not allowed.
All righty, and lastly, here in your local spotlight, wanted to touch on this real quick as well. The Haji Shrine in Pensacola buzzed with activity as gumbo pot simmered and steak sizzled at the Cajun Shootout and Steak Cook-Off. The event not only showcased culinary skills, but also raised funds to support the Shriners Healthcare Network in Northwest Florida and beyond. So that's a good activity there. That was very well done. Just about 5:15. Let's see. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. And, you know, last hour, the roads weren't looking too bad. They're not looking too bad right now either. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. Your worst looking spots would have to be I-10. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. May also have some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Worst looking spot outside of those couple would have to be Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, 86 degrees right now. Sunny, partly cloudy out there. Going to be a low of 72 tonight with a slight chance of showers. That's going to bleed into your Tuesday. But after that, going to be sunny, mostly clear for the rest of your work week.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, when Florida health officials said they were dropping vaccine mandates for public schools, they apparently only meant just a few of them. Getting the details now from Fox's Jill Nato.
Florida's Surgeon General announced Friday the state would become the first to make vaccinations voluntary and let parents decide if kids need to be inoculated. But the state health department now says the order only applies to chickenpox, hepatitis B, HIB influenza, and pneumococcal diseases like meningitis. The state told the Associated Press in an email Sunday that all other vaccinations required under Florida law to attend school remain in place. That includes vaccines for measles, polio, diphtheria, pertussis, mumps, and tetanus. They also said the plan to drop vaccine mandates won't likely take effect for about 90 days. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And an Ocala child is in big trouble after bringing a gun on a school bus. The student was on their way to College Park Elementary School this morning when the weapon was found, and police responded to the scene, safely recovering it. The child was taken into custody without incident, and authorities are working with school officials and the juvenile justice system to determine what consequences not only the child, but also possibly their parents will face.
Jury selection underway in a federal courtroom in Florida where Ryan Wesley Ruth. Make sure I get that
something
right.
Something like that.
Yeah. Ruth Ralph will defend himself against charges. He tried to kill President Trump last year. Presidential campaign really took a hit on this one. I mean, as a stepping back and trying to explain, well, okay, what's really going on here? It just threw confusion to everything. Eben Brown, he's down in Miami with the report.
Ryan Wesley Ruth appeared in federal court in Fort Pierce, Florida, dressed in a gray business suit, complete with a tie, a shave, and a haircut. He looked a bit more cleaned up than in previous appearances. He remained shackled only at his ankles. Judge Eileen Cannon appeared to grow frustrated with Ruth, especially when reviewing his submitted jury questionnaire, which included asking whether prospective jurors would stop to help a turtle on a road. Ruth is accused of plotting to kill President Trump last September as the then candidate was golfing at his club in West Palm Beach. The incident occurred just a couple months after the campaigning president survived being shot in Pennsylvania. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Governor Ron DeSantis continuing his fight against property taxes, but he says the decision is up to voters. DeSantis says eliminating state property taxes would require a constitutional amendment because he doesn't have the power to cut millage rates. He says as home values go up, properties are assessed at a higher value, which means more tax revenue for local governments.
Florida's sales tax holiday on hunting, fishing, camping supplies launching today. It's a little cheaper to gear up for those great outdoor events in Florida. Chris Foster has more on the report.
There's no sales tax on camping, fishing, and hunting equipment from now until the end of the year in Florida. It's a new sales tax holiday passed by the state legislature in June. Governor Ron DeSantis calling it the Second Amendment sales tax holiday. It applies to guns and ammunition. There's a price cap for the tax breaks for most items, $5 or less on bait and fishing tackle, $30 or less on flashlights, camping lanterns, and tackle boxes, $50 or less on camping stoves, portable hammocks, sleeping bags, and camping chairs, $75 for rods and reels, $200 or less on tents. There is no price cap, though, for ammunition, firearms, bows, and crossbows. Chris Foster, Fox News.
518 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on this Monday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3.
Adams Homes, in conjunction with Acrisure Mortgage, invites you to a special pop-up home expo. It's happening Saturday from 10 till 2 at Turtle Creek, a new cottage home neighborhood community featuring completed homes ready to move in now. At Turtle Creek, you'll find beautiful and affordable new homes, plus vendors, giveaway drawings, even food trucks. Adams Home agents will be on hand to show and discuss unbelievable purchase incentives, plus lenders with Acrisure Mortgage to answer all your questions. Acrisure Mortgage is a top 20 national leader in home underwriting, processing, and closing, offering great rates and extensive home loan product options. Real-time loan updates and available when you need them most. Don't miss it. The Pop-Up Home Expo, this Saturday from 10 till 2 at the new Adams Homes Turtle Creek Cottage Homes Community, just off Highway 29, 3 miles north of the paper mill in Cantonment. Brought to you by Adams Homes and Expo sponsor Acrisure Mortgage.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The first of the Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." This commandment, found in Exodus 20, is startling to most Americans. Our culture has emphasized religious tolerance to an unbiblical and unhealthy extreme. No other gods means that there is only one true God. The implication is that not every religious road leads to heaven. The Bible presents us with one God whose name is Jehovah, and he is seen in the person and work of Jesus Christ. He is a loving, holy, powerful God who is our provider, sustainer, creator, and savior. Isaiah tells us that he is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I urge you, take time to worship him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the vaccine mandate elimination plan from Dr. Joe Latipo and how he did defending it with Jake Tapper on State of the Union yesterday. Argos win again, and Brandon Sproat from Pace High makes his Major League debut. The city of Miami Beach pushes back on FDOT eliminating crosswalk art. And we talked about all things D.C. with Jimmy Petronis, our congressman. You can catch all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games?
Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app.
Tap that app
to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Top national stories this hour.
5:23, News Radio 92.3. President Trump defending the economy following another disappointing jobs report. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
And the president sees that gas prices, energy prices, are a bellwether for him. He believes that if he can lower gas prices and energy prices, it will then trickle in and affect more than just somebody's commute. It affects goods being delivered to stores, including grocery stores, or taken off ships.
And once our policies kick in, the price of beef will be going down, just like the price of eggs went down and the price of a lot of other grocery items went down.
So cabinet members also defending the president's policies that has encouraged investments from countries as well as companies. The Treasury Secretary believes that once this money cycles through and factories are built, the U.S. could see a 3.3% GDP growth.
Okay, it is 5:24. Afternoon's kind of sliding by on us here, Austin. Stocks ending up ahead of the release of more data reports that could affect a decision by the Fed Reserve on those interest rates. Here's Hillary Barsky with the numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks finishing higher and the tech-heavy NASDAQ notching its 21st record close of the year. Investors are weighing the prospect of lower interest rates against growing worries over a cooling labor market ahead of the release of key inflation data this week. Tech was the best-performing sector while utilities lagged and gold hit a record high, surpassing $3,600 an ounce, driven by demand for safe haven assets. The Dow winners, IBM, Amazon, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, Apple, McDonald's, and Amgen.
10.
The Dow rising 114 points, the Nasdaq higher by 98, S&P 500 up 14. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, luckily, not too much going on here. Do have some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, along with on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much holding us up at this time. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please keep up that trend. As for your weather, 86 degrees, sunny, partly cloudy. Tonight going to be a low of 72 with a slight chance of rainfall. That'll bleed into tomorrow a little bit. But after Tuesday, no chances of rain, sunny, mostly clear.
Well, the National Hurricane Center is reporting Invest 91L in the Atlantic has now fizzled out. As of today, the Atlantic Basin is quiet as we approach the peak of the hurricane season. Little different story out west in the Pacific. Hurricane Kiko is weakening as it continues its path north of Hawaii. Well, the state is actually preparing for dangerous currents at those local beaches, rightly so. Yeah. Here's the latest on the storm.
The interesting note here is that it's weakened, but it's not weakened as rapidly as some of our forecast models have predicted it to weaken. So it's actually been stronger for a longer period of time, which is exactly what you expect when you talk about what's called an annular hurricane, which is what Kiko is. Interestingly enough, we are expecting that Kiko is going to continue its demise, which again is good news, north of the islands. One of the things that we'll have to watch very carefully is just how far south Kiko is going to head on its cone of uncertainty if it takes a more southerly track, because again, obviously preparations are already underway.
And the Louisiana National Guard now assisting ICE agents with immigration operations across the state. They said in a statement that 95 soldiers and airmen are helping with administrative, clerical, and logistical tasks. The head of the Guard, Major General Thomas Freelo, says that they understand what it means to protect the homeland.
A new ICE operation happening on the streets of Chicago this afternoon as we speak. Griff Jenkins is there with more.
We're just outside the Cook County Courthouse, but that surge is part of the ICE-led Operation Midway Blitz that they say is in honor of a beautiful young Chicago woman, Katie Abraham, who was killed by an illegal alien drunk driver back in January of this year. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says that this blitz won't make Chicagoans safer. I was out with one of ICE's teams and we arrested Juan Gaspar, and he is a 43-year-old illegal alien from Mexico. He has been convicted in 2024 of forcibly sexually assaulting a child under the age of 13. He was taken without incident.
And sticking with the immigration enforcement theme a bit further, the Supreme Court lifting restrictions for ICE officers in the L.A. area. Today, the court blocked a federal judge's ruling that restricted federal officers from stopping people based on their race or ethnicity, or if they speak Spanish. The court's decision was in response to an emergency request filed by the Trump administration, and it put on hold the ruling from the Biden-appointed judge.
House Republicans are continuing their investigation into former President Biden's alleged mental decline while in office. Newly uncovered emails reportedly reveal top Biden officials privately expressed concerns about the controversial pardons and the frequent use of his auto pen.
These emails were uncovered by Axios, and they have a lot of information in there. First and foremost, incoming Staff Secretary Jeff Hertz apparently put together a guide, so to speak, advising the president to use his handwritten signature for a number of things like pardons. That's based on the precedent sent from the Obama White House. Well, that wasn't followed at all. Biden, in fact, pardoned five family members using the auto pen. Then Axios reports, because of the political fallout from those pardons, there was apparently a mad dash to find groups of people that he could then pardon, and then they largely didn't run it by the Justice Department to vet them. That's according to a person familiar with the process.
The Navy's testing new and clean ways to power a drone. Christian Goodwin has the story.
A major milestone for clean energy aviation hit recently. A solar-powered drone called Skydweller was in the air for 73 hours without needing to land to fuel. It's a joint collaboration between the Navy and Skydweller Aero. The testing happened in Mississippi under the leadership of the Naval Air Warfare Center Aircraft Division. One of the biggest hurdles of the three-day test flight was storing enough energy during daylight so the drone could continue flying throughout the night. Engineers said it also handled real-time autonomous decisions like adapting to turbulent weather and keeping up secure communications. SkyDweller only logged 220 flight hours during the test, but engineers think it would be possible to stay in the air for much longer than the 73-hour test. Possibly, even for weeks at a time. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Well, those mortgage numbers dropping. Mortgage News Daily reporting the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.28%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.65%. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, Austin and I will talk some sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The Supreme Court clearing the way for the Trump administration to proceed with ICE raids in California. U.S. Attorney Bill Esaley on Fox News Channel responding to comments about ICE agents arresting migrants without valid reason.
Our officers do not target people based on race. They use what's called reasonable suspicion, and that includes work sites. It includes other types of activities that they see, like if people are fleeing when they see an ICE agent or they see a Border Patrol agent. It includes all kinds of factors.
Republicans working to convince voters to support the Big Beautiful Bill ahead of the 26th midterm election. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill does the opposite of what Americans voted for last November.
Americans are about to see their health insurance go up by the highest amount in 15 years. You think they voted for that? No. They didn't vote for more Americans to get sick, although that's what the Trump health care plan will do.
America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Elba, the Sports Minute. I said it during the preseason, and I'll say it again. I'm not even a huge fan of Jackson Dart, but he should be starting for the Giants. Russell Wilson has seen a massive decline in his play the last 3 years, and Russ doesn't do anything anymore to excite a fan. Jackson at least brings hope, and at a bare minimum will prevent Malik Nabers from hating the Giants. So even though Brian Daboll intends to start Russell Wilson in Week 2, he should rethink that and make a QB change now, because as long as Russ is starting for the G-Men, it's a giant waste of time. I'm Zach Elba.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Up to $100 in bonus rewards available at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need Five Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. Five Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google Five Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. Five Star Outdoor Services.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola, tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, as Gambia's legislative delegation, Representatives Michelle Salzman, Alex Andrade, along with Senator Don Gates, are scheduled to meet at 6 p.m. tomorrow in the Molino Community Center. The meeting is designed to discuss policy proposals and appropriation requests in advance of the next legislative session.
Number two.
Florida's plan to drop school vaccine mandates won't take effect for 90 days and would include only chickenpox and a few other illnesses unless lawmakers decide to extend it to other diseases. FDOH's plan would lift mandates on school vaccines for hepatitis B, chickenpox, and other pneumococcal diseases such as meningitis.
Number three.
And Pensacola's property tax rate will potentially remain the same this year, but many property owners could still pay higher bills. Last Wednesday, council members voted to set the city's millage at 4.2895 and the Downtown Improvement Board at 2.0, both unchanged from last year. The final public hearing where the council will adopt the millage and budget for fiscal 2026 is set for Wednesday at 5:30 p.m.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Some House lawmakers are confident that they can force a vote on releasing any DOJ documents on Jeffrey Epstein. Florida District 1 Representative Jimmy Patronis said he'd vote for it if it means Congress can get back to work on important issues.
Whatever documentation that we've got, I know there was 33,000 pages that was dumped into the public domain last week, or at least pointed out where people could find it. I just want actual work. I just like working, and this definitely puts us in paralysis.
All right. And the brand new state-of-the-art Myrtle Grove Elementary School, set to open its doors after Christmas. The 87,000-square-foot, $40 million school features modern amenities like 70-inch TVs in every classroom, must be nice, and a high-tech clinic. The building is also designed to withstand severe weather conditions, such as 140-mile-per-hour winds. Crews are now wrapping up the first phase of construction.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The latest lesson for sports fans. If you leave the game early, you might regret it. On NBC last night, the Bills trailed the Ravens 40-25 with under 4 minutes to go in Orchard Park, New York, when Buffalo quarterback Josh Allen threw a 10-yard touchdown pass to Keon Coleman to get the score to 40-32. Then Buffalo forced a fumble, and with a minute 58 on the clock, Josh Allen got his second rushing touchdown of the game. Buffalo tried to tie the score in a two-point conversion but missed. Then the Ravens got the ball back. Baltimore had to punt. The Bills then went on a 9-play, 66-yard drive that ended with Matt Prater's 32-yard game-winning field goal. Bills 41, Ravens 40. Allen threw for 340 yards, two TD passes, and two touchdown runs. 41-year-old, four-time league MVP Aaron Rodgers led the Steelers to a 34-32 win over his former team, the Jets, Sunday in New Jersey. Rodgers threw for 244 yards, four touchdown passes, and no interceptions. He was asked what it meant to show Jets head coach Aaron Glenn what he could still do.
Is there significance in that, since he basically told you to your face that he didn't think you were right for that team?
Yes, that's what he did.
So there's significance in beating him for you?
I was
happy to meet everybody associated with the Jets.
Aaron Rodgers after his first win as Steelers quarterback. Russell Wilson unimpressed Giants coach Brian Daboll to the degree Daboll is not naming Wilson yet his starter for Week 2 against the Cowboys. The Giants lost to the Commanders 21-6. Week 1 wraps up tonight in Chicago. The Bears host the Vikings. Minnesota favored by 2.5 points. Tennis, Carlos Alcaraz will return to the world number one ranking. He won his second U.S. Open Sunday, beat current number one Jannik Sinner in four sets for the title. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, we heard a lot of chatter about the NFL there, so I want to give you another rundown on this. Vikings at Bears happening on Monday Night Football tonight. You can find it on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can listen to them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app. Coverage starts at 6 p.m. That's in just about 20 minutes.
Okay, AP Top 25 is out. Let me run the top 10 down for you, if you don't mind. In first, Ohio State. Second, Penn State. Third, LSU. Fourth, Oregon. Number 5, Miami. Number 6, Georgia. Number 7, Texas. Number 8, Notre Dame. Number 9, Illinois. Number 10, Florida State.
Okay, Seminoles, we see you. Good for y'all.
And by the way, next time the Noles will be playing comes up on the 19th of September. FSU takes on Kent State. They got a bye week this week. And that means we have a bye week this week from Tap the App.
Yeah.
So get ready for the following Monday. And News Radio Pensacola, that's your app. Just go ahead and submit that. The registration page will pop up for you. Fill it out. Submit it. Austin picks the winner, 5:15. Weekdays starting next Monday.
Yes. And
State game.
And if you want any more motivation to go, Kent State's been one of the worst programs in the FBS the past couple years, so Florida State should have another field day. All righty. Also wanted to touch on this. A couple minutes ago, we were talking about the Bills and the Ravens game. We heard Jared Max breaking that down. One heck of a game. But a Bills fan facing a ban from the league after hitting a Ravens player during Sunday Night Football. ESPN reports that the fan has been banned indefinitely from the Bills and NFL stadiums. The fan can be seen on video slapping Ravens wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins on the head after he caught a touchdown pass. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson then shoved the fan in response. The fan was reportedly ejected from the stadium following the incident.
I think it was a miscommunications thing there.
To put it lightly.
They got helmets on. What's going to hurt these guys with their the helmets on?
It's one thing to do what like a teammate does and pat him on the head, like, "Hey, nice job." Yeah, but it was an opposing team fan.
Oh,
that's where we get hung up.
That's where I get you. Let me talk tennis real quick. It's been in the news for a while. Tennis last men's Grand Slam championship of the year saw a couple of familiar faces squaring off, and as Fox's Greg Thompson tells it, well, changing of the guard is happening.
It was the third straight major final between Jannik Sinner and Carlos Alcaraz, who have now combined to win each of the last 8 Grand Slam titles. And while Sinner entered as the defending U.S. Open champion, this was Alcaraz's tournament, reaching the final without dropping a single set. And even though Sinner did win the second on Sunday, Alcaraz still won the match in 4, taking over the number one ranking in the world, something Sinner had held since June of 2024. Afterwards, Alcaraz addressed his rival.
I'm seeing you more than my family, so it's great to share the court.
Alcaraz, courtesy of the U.S. Open, as at 22 years old, he becomes the second youngest player to win 6 Grand Slams. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
President Trump defending HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. from recent attacks by members of Congress. Here's Madeline Rivera with the report.
President Trump is dismissing the heat that HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. has received from Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The president suggests Kennedy's shakeups of the CDC and vaccine policy, among other things, may have benefits.
You watch. We're coming up with the answers for other things that normal people, regular people, easy to get along with people, wouldn't be able to do.
President Trump is standing by Kennedy, even if he does not appear to be in lockstep with all of the secretary's positions, most notably on vaccine mandates. The president is praising some vaccines as Kennedy overhauls the FDA recommendations for the COVID shot, essentially limiting the people who can get them.
And money being raised and history being made as two men circle the Atlantic in a single-engine plane to end polio. 72-year-old Peter Tehan is joined by co-pilot Ed Galkin. The French circumnavigated the globe in a single-engine plane back in 2023 and raised over $2 million. During this trip, Galkin made history, becoming the oldest pilot ever to fly a plane across the Atlantic.
All right. If you're fighting pain, this month will help you manage it. Let's hope so. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. September is Pain Awareness Month. The International Association for the Study of Pain says it's a global campaign helping to spread awareness of issues related to pain and pain management. They've broken the month up into four weekly themes, beginning with pain management, research, and education in low and middle income settings. This week is the 50th anniversary of the journal Pain. Week three is training the next generation of pain professionals. And the final week of the month is the global pain community. For more information on Pain Awareness Month or the topic in general, you can visit IASP-pain.org. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All right, 545. News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Absolutely. Luckily, not much to say. Do have some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road still. But outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time. So it's been a pretty easygoing afternoon. Thank you all for that. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 72 tonight, with some slight rainfall chances this evening and some tomorrow. But after Tuesday, no rainfall chances in sight. Should be sunny, mostly clear for the rest of your work week.
Yeah, we have a weather forecast that most of the nation would only dream to have. Mm-hmm. Another day of cold and wet weather for millions across the East Coast. Janice Dean has more in this Fox weather forecast.
A stationary front draped across the Gulf and the southeast will bring unsettled weather along the boundary, especially for Florida, where showers and thunderstorms will linger. The East Coast could see some light rain and impacts along the shoreline. Stronger storms will be possible for sections of the central and southern high plains. A reinforcing cold front prompting the first frost advisories for the upper Midwest and interior northeast. And air quality alerts are up for the northwest as smoke from wildfires could impact those with respiratory issues. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
A couple of big athletic wear companies have officially combined, and I was real surprised when I found out about Dixon Foot Locker. Jenny Casola has the report.
Foot Locker will now be owned by Dick's Sporting Goods, giving Pittsburgh-based Dick's 3,200 stores around the world. The $2.4 billion merger closed after clearing regulators. That doesn't mean Foot Locker is going away. Dick's plans to operate Foot Locker as a standalone business and maintain the retailer's brands, in addition to Foot Locker, Kids Foot Locker, Champs Sports, and WSS. Ann Freeman, a former Nike executive, will be president of Foot Locker North America. Jenny Cosoda, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Exports climbed 4.4% in August year-over-year in U.S. dollar terms, marking the lowest growth level since February. Imports rose 1.3% last month, missing Reuters estimates for growth of 3%. StubHub is aiming to raise just over $850 million in its initial public offering, giving it a valuation of up to $9.2 billion, according to a new filing. The ticket reselling marketplace plans to sell more than 34 million shares at $22 to $25 a share. The New York Fed's monthly survey of consumer expectations indicates a nearly 45% probability of finding another job after losing a current one. Expectations the unemployment rate will be higher a year from now rose to 39%. Stocks were higher today on Wall Street, with the Nasdaq setting a fresh record up by 98 points. That's Your Money Now.
Well, another movie studio files suit against an artificial intelligence company, this time for stealing images of copyright protected material. This will get you put behind bars. Eben Brown has more in the report.
Warner Brothers becomes the latest Hollywood movie studio to file a suit against Midjourney, the creators behind a very popular image generation AI. Warner Brothers is accusing the artificial intelligence operators of stealing their intellectual property, allowing users to create images of their trademark characters, such as cartoons like Scooby-Doo and Bugs Bunny, to the DC heroes like Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman. calling the AI's use of the images breathtaking piracy. Walt Disney and Universal are also suing. Midjourney rejects all these claims, saying using those images to train generative AI counts as fair use in the copyright laws. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Apple is expected to unveil the thinnest iPhone ever at its hardware event happening tomorrow. Along with iPhone 17, Apple is set to release the 17 Pro and 17 Pro Max. Announcements are also expected on updates for the Apple Watch and AirPods. The iPhone 17 will likely be priced at around $800. My goodness.
And you can laugh about that.
I mean, that's wild.
All right. There's new info over President Biden's alleged improper use of that auto pen. They're uncovering a lot of information here. Ryan Schmelz has the latest.
Top officials from the Biden administration criticized and were concerned with how President Biden's team issued pardons during his final days in the White House. That, according to a report by Axios, which says after the pardon of the former president's son, Hunter, there was a mad dash to find people to pardon who weren't vetted by the Department of Justice. Axios also citing emails where staff asked repeatedly for confirmation of President Biden's approval before using the auto pen to commute sentences or sign executive orders. As House Republicans continue investigating President Biden's use of the auto pen, the former president has said any suggestion he didn't make key decisions during his time in office is ridiculous and false. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And postal shipments to the U.S. are down 80%. Data from the Universal Postal Union noted that 88 shipping providers around the globe have completely or partially suspended shipping to the U.S. The findings come after President Trump ended the de minimis exemption that made lower value shipments exempt from tariffs. While it's likely that many postal services will eventually resume shipments, it's also likely to come at a higher price for customers.
The Commerce Department planning a crackdown on Chinese drones and trucks. Kelly Sabrini is following this story on News Radio 92.3.
This is just another chapter of the U.S.-China technological rivalry. Now, in terms of heavy machinery, what we know is that we're talking about equipment for mining, tractors, everything from refrigerated trucks, a whole slew of vehicles and products that cover a number of industries. Now, with drones, we know a little bit more. Most of the concerns point to one company in particular, DJI, the world's largest drone maker. But many industries use these in all sorts of important ways, like getting to unmanned, hard-to-reach destinations and closer to home. Firefighters, police officers, and EMS use drones as well.
5:52 on the dot here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. And when we return, we'll get one final check of the roads and weather for you this hour, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you as we ease you into the 6 o'clock hour on this Monday evening edition of News Radio 92.3.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Join Claimology Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's Thursday at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.555 heads up, Pensacola. Do run. Oh, what a force they were back in the 80s, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing. Austin Price, he's all ready to go here. He's just, let's just do this. Okay, here's the weather and the local traffic together, courtesy of Austin Price.
Yeah, I know. I'm so antsy here, Chris. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, nothing on the roads. If you're dealing with any backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for long. So thank you for staying safe out there tonight. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 72 this evening. Slight chance of rainfall tonight and some tomorrow, but not much. And after that, there's none. From Wednesday into your weekend, we have sunny, mostly clear on the horizon.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, Target has announced a nostalgic sales event for Taylor Swift's new album. Have you seen the album cover on this?
I think, yes.
Nice. It's a real nice album cover. Tanya J. Powers has more on News Radio 92.3.
If you've missed going to an actual store in the middle of the night to get the new much-hyped book or album as soon as it went on sale, Target has a throwback event for you. The chain says it will open about 500 select stores at midnight local time on October 3rd to sell copies of Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl album. Three exclusive CD editions of Showgirl will be available as part of its longtime partnership with Swift. Those versions will also be up for the normal pre-sale on Target's website. Target says the stores won't close then reopen for the midnight sale. Participating stores will instead stay open past normal hours, then presumably make the albums available at midnight. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
I like events like that. We used to do these in the old days, you know. midnight sale, you know, we're going to release this or whatever.
Right, a midnight launch.
That's fun.
Oh, no, that is. I've been to something like that for, like, video games before. It is very fun. And the first trailer being released for Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out mystery. The third installment in the Knives Out franchise sees Daniel Craig return as Detective Benoit Blanc as he works to solve another murder. The rest of the star-studded cast includes Mila Kunis, Josh Brolin, Josh O'Connor, Glenn Close, Kerry Washington, etc., etc. Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out mystery will hit theaters for 2 weeks, starting on November 26th, and will be available to stream on Netflix on December 12th.
There's a lot behind this story I'm getting ready to unroll for you here. West Point alumni group is canceling and or has canceled an award ceremony for actor Tom Hanks. A move applauded by President Trump. Jared Halpern has more from the White House on this very interesting situation.
Actor Tom Hanks was selected to receive the Sylvanus Thayer Award, given to a citizen who did not attend West Point, but has a record exemplifying the military academy's motto, duty, honor, country. But the Alumni Association is canceling the ceremony later this month. President Trump praised that decision, writing on social media, "We don't need destructive, woke recipients getting our cherished American awards." He added, "The Academy Awards and other fake award shows will hopefully review their standards and practices." Hanks has championed causes for service members and veterans, but has endorsed Democrats, including former President Biden. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Well, President Trump says his administration will allow prayer in school as part of a new guidance from the Department of Education. Jared Halpern back with more from the White House.
The Department of Education, President Trump says, will soon issue new guidance protecting prayer in public schools.
For most of our country's history, the Bible was found in every classroom in the nation. Yet in many schools today, students are instead indoctrinated with anti-religious propaganda.
The president making that announcement at a meeting of the White House Religious Liberty Commission at the Museum of the Bible in D.C.
We have to give your voices back and I've given you voices back, and that's one of the reasons that we see upticks now, I think, in religion.
President Trump has accused the previous administration of hostility towards religious Americans. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Okay, liberal Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren has been accused of misrepresenting Social Security wait times.
Uh-oh.
The SSA clarified that national phone wait times have decreased from 30 minutes to under 10. The field office awaits and dropped by 30% those numbers. So it's been down 30 and not kind of ramped up like she said anyway.
Right.
Okay. Coming back in 12, this is News Radio 92.12, 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.